We're doing Seder HaDorot, and we were up to Meshech and Tiras, the sons of Gomer. And he says like this, Yefet had a son, Tiras, right? So Tiras, the son of Yefet, was the first one to wear a ring on his finger. And he was the first one to make a talmasiv, which I don't know, the Europeans have a word for this. This is some kind of amulet. And he was the first, or maybe it's some kind of astronomy instrument. I don't remember what a talmasiv is. And he was the first one to draw fire from stones. Now, this is a medrash he's quoting, Rashi Tevas Shin Kuf, which is what? Shalshelet Kabbalah. But that's in contradiction with Gemara in Pesachim, that on Motzei Shabbos, Hashem gave Adam Rishon the understanding to take two stones and rub them together and to develop fire. It's also what it says in Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. But okay, this is what Shalshelet Kabbalah says. So the question is, how did Adam have fire? Okay. Chum had 30 families. Shalshelet Kabbalah says there were 92 families. I'm sorry, he says 32. So Ham's children were Cush, Mitzrayim, Put, and Canaan, four. And from Cush came out Nimrod, Sava, Chavila, Savta, Rama, and Savtecha. Rama had children, Sheva, and Dedan. Mitzrayim gave birth to Ludim, Anamim, Lavim, Naftuchim, Patusim, Kasluchim, Kaftorim. And again, each of these are going to be their own nation. That's why he's enumerating them. The sons of Put are Gabal and Adan, and the sons and Bni and Vadan. Canaan gave birth to Tzidon, Chet, Yevusi, Emori, Girgashi, Chivi, Arki, Sini, Arvadi, Tzemari, Chamati. And they totaled 730 people. Now when Cush became an old man, he married a woman, had a child, and she named him Nimrod, because at that time humanity started rebelling against Hashem. The child grew up, and his father Cush loved him a lot because he was his baby. He was the one who was born when he was an old man, and he gave him those special garments that Hashem made for Adam and his wife. He was 20 years old when his father gave them to him. He wore them, and he became very powerful when he wore them, and Hashem gave him strength and might, and he'd be a tremendous hunter, and he'd sacrifice his animals before Hashem, and he'd fight his enemies, and he was very successful. When he was 40 years old, there was a war between his brothers and the sons of Yefet, and Nimrod gathered all the relatives, all the sons of Cush, and Nimrod put them down, and everyone became his slaves. And they appointed Nimrod as king, and they gave him a crown. And he set up policemen, and he set up officers, and he took Terach, the son of Nahor, to be his chief of staff. And they'd call him Dorostro. So far, he's telling us good things about Nimrod. Some say that Nimrod was the first one who learned about Kishuf and the seven wisdoms of Bareli, and when he was born, he laughed the first day he was born. He had a giggle, and they said, you see how smart he is, that he knows how to laugh the first day he's born. So that's Nimrod. And it's interesting that so far he's giving us a positive picture of Nimrod. Next week, Bezrat Hashem, we'll learn more about Nimrod. But first he's going to tell us about Shem and Arpachshad and the descendants of Shem.